Chapter 3. Dana waits for the sound of her husband falling into bed. She won't bother with dinner. It's far too hot to cook, and lately, eating has become a hassle. There are so many more important things to do. So many more interesting things to do. She has such energy now that there's little time, and really little need for food. And anyway, Celia is everywhere, slipping through the walls and air. Celia laughing at a yard sale. Celia handing her sangria. Celia lying silent in a bloody pool across the foyer. Dana reaches for her book on the coffee table, and a shudder moves like a current through her body. She sobs on the sagging couch cushion, dappling it with small wet spots as Peter's snores slice through the silence of the house. She turns the air conditioner lower and makes herself a cup of tea, sits down at the dining room table with his cell phone. It takes her a minute to figure the thing out. It's locked, but she fiddles with it until she finds the right combination of numbers. Their anniversary date. And green arrow. The tiny icon of a padlock disappears, and she thumbs over to his contact list, looking for the tart's number. Or photo, maybe. She isn't really sure what she's looking for. Affairs are clandestine by nature, and Celia wasn't exactly lucid by the time Dana got to her house. "Dana!" she'd called from her front porch. "Come on over! It's life or death!" She'd yelled so loudly that their neighbor, Lan Nguyen, had stopped washing his car, his sponge midway between a sudsy bucket and the left front fender of an aging Miata, his rubber flip-flops sinking in the mud. Celia reeked of alcohol and something fruity, standing there in her doorway. She'd rushed Dana over to a chair and shoved the picture so close to her that at first she couldn't make it out. "They're fucking," Celia yelled. "Where were you when you took this?" was all Dana could think to say, and, "Could I have one of whatever's on your breath?"